My brothers and my sisters, it's times like when you are under your blanket and the shaitan is calling you to put on that which is haram. And you have the phone right next to you. You know, before they had the Dell computers, right, with the big back. Sah. Very big computers that they would place in the living room. If you wanted to do haram, you have to keep looking at the door. Sah wala la. And the moment you hear, you know, a little crack of the door. Hada huwa. And today, my brothers and my sisters, we have these phones that one has under his blanket. It is at the tip of one's fingers to go and put it in that website or in Google, and that shayateen is going to come up. And the fawahish. It's times like that, my brothers and my sisters, if a person turns away and he ignores the whispers of the shaitan, and he yaghlibu shaitan, he overcomes him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُخُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide for him for where he doesn't expect. Doors start opening. It is maybe because of a moment like that. And just remember, if the shaitan gets the better of you, in that moment, you may have wasted an opportunity of Allah Azza wa Jal opening doors for you.